got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time we come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that loves undivided.
Yup. You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell. Get a job and work or you're gonna go to jail. I just kinda wish we didn't think like that. Why's it gotta be all white or all black? And when we gonna learn to try on someone's shoes sometimes?
That's right.
When we gonna start to see from someone else?
So, last point, real quick. G. Edward Griffin's book is titled The Fearful Master, a second look at the United Nations. And, the specter of communism is kind of what it deals with. Primarily, I would say, students of the So New York Daily News, quote, this is a hard-hitting, carefully documented book and a healthy antidote to UN can do no wrong propaganda. Anyway, it's the specter. Well, speaking of the planners, part two, the master planners, communist control of the United Nations. It should be titled Satanic Control of the United Nations. And whether it was Reagan or JFK or whomever, Hoover, Skousen, whomever is writing or speaking about communism, it's really not communism. It's this satanic master planning agenda. Really, that's what it amounts to. And I think Gary Codd did a good job of shining a bright light on that. Anyway, hopefully that makes sense, because that's what it really is.
One of the other things we talked about was the types of people that get into politics and what runs their agendas, and it's usually they're campaigning, they're always in campaign mode trying to get the next dollar, donation so that they can win again. How funny is that? What I mean? They focus on getting money.
Yeah.
But I asked him, I said, well, I could go to one of those council meetings, and I've actually talked to somebody about that. He's like, yeah, there's this one guy that goes all the time, and he's just like, we're like, oh, geez, here he is again. But the kinds of people that, run for office, he's like, I said, you think they're narcissists or something? Maybe not all of them, but
there is a sort of sociopathic hubris that goes along with public office typically, and that, again, is what Hayek wrote about in Chapter 10, particularly, Why the Worst Get on Top.
Yeah,
because the folks in society who should probably be the ones who are running for office are the ones who are the most, can we say, humble and sort of self-effacing and would say, oh, no, I'm not qualified. And then there are those with the hubris and, that at least sort of latent megalomaniacal tendencies that say, oh, no, I can. There are people who honestly believe, I'm definitely the man or woman for the job. And that's just arrogant in my estimation. And I think the founders echoed that sentiment. You have these guys saying, I don't want to. Okay, reluctantly, fine. But you know what? I mean, Jefferson put it well. I can't remember exactly how he said it. But when you run for public office, you're kind of damned if you do and damned if you don't. And when you do, you're always, your public image is worse off after public office, because that's just kind of the nature of the thing. Until the think tanky era, when we can fashion people's opinions of everything and everyone.
Do you remember that whole, I think it was a series or a couple different couple of broadcasts that you did? You also, it was talking about different jobs that people go into because of their personalities or something, narcissistic, you know, like doctors. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now here we are with this so-called crisis, and it's just feeding their ego. I'm the doctor. I know what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just, that's the time when you got to stay away from those people, because, like you mentioned early on, you're going to play that clip, but,
yeah,
you know, I don't know. I mean, how are you going to know? God knows, but how are we going to know what that doctor knows and what he doesn't know? And if he's just taking orders, if he really, you know, if he made a C in school, or he made an A, or is he a free thinker, or is he, you know, just goes in to get money and do his job? You know what I mean? Does he really care about people, or does he care about his paycheck? That kind of
thing.
Well,
again, I think generally speaking, it happens by degrees, and even guys like Bertrand Russell acknowledge this. You know, the conditioning of folks, the impact of science on society. I'm sort of bouncing around. I want to, before you depart, let's talk about the Brian Artis clip that you sent me, Dr. Brian Artis, and his talk at the Health and Freedom Conference in Grand Rapids. The title of the video that he refers to, that his website refers to, it's, you know, the drartisshow.com. And that's actually on the front page of his website right now. But the clip over on Rumble is titled Dr. Brian Artis: Hospital Protocols Are Murdering Americans by Prescribing Remdesivir, Which Causes Renal Failure. And that sounds hyperbolic, murdering Americans. It's not hyperbolic, and he proves it. The title of the clip that you sent me over on BitChute is Most Important Video You'll See, Watch, Listen, Share with Loved Ones. And it's, you know, it's an excerpt of the longer video that I just mentioned. But I want to make sure that we talk about that, because and we'll play it in the last segment, I guess, of today's broadcast, because I want to play it in its entirety, the excerpt that you sent, without breaking it. So I guess we could play it from both. It's the it's the beginning portion. So I think that's something important. Now I lost my train of thought.
Yeah, he and with all of this psychological warfare going on right now, you know,
yeah.
And people not, I mean, I know more and more people are waking up all the time, but the people that are just so trusting, you know, this is what has always bothered me when, and I mentioned this before, is when people, trust me, you don't want to learn that lesson. You know, I almost learned it with my mom, but, you know, we're like, no, you're not giving her morphine. Are you nuts? Just, you know, let the problem go away. No. No, that's murder. Isn't that murder? I should have called him out on it more. But it was early on. It was like, this was 2016 that happened. And you just go, what? And I know our family is not anything, quote, special, end quote, when it comes to focusing on, I think that was the beginning of this genocide, honestly, to be honest. They were practicing, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And you know, unless you know what these people are capable of, unless you, you know, I didn't want to hear that. I didn't want to hear a doctor ask me if we just wanted the problem to go away. Like, my mom is a problem.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Yeah, like your mom is a problem. What? Yeah. What? What? And so I think that happens by degrees. To, you know, this is a remote sort of example, but, you know, Bertrand Russell, considered one of the 20th century's most scholarly and revered thinkers, in The Impact of Science on Society, this is how he put it in, Let's see. So, chapter 3, Scientific Technique and Oligarchy, page 52. That whole eugenics section. But the full excerpt, sires will be chosen for various qualities, some for muscle, others for brains. All will have to be healthy, and unless they are to be fathers of oligarchs, they will have to be of a submissive and docile disposition. Children will, as in Plato's Republic, be taken from their mothers and reared by professional nurses. Well, we're not doing that. Yeah, what do you call kindergarten? Gradually, by selective breeding, the congenital differences between rulers and ruled will increase until they become almost different species. And this is the diet injections and injunctions section too. Well, combined from a very early age. Anyway, gradually by selective breeding, the congenital differences between rulers and ruled will increase until they become, and so gradually, there is the gradualism, until they become almost different species. A revolt of the plebs would become as unthinkable as an organized insurrection of sheep against the practice of eating mutton. Parenthetically, he adds, the Aztecs kept a domesticated alien tribe for purposes of cannibalism. Their regime was totalitarian. To those accustomed to this system, the family as we know it would seem as queer as the tribal and totem organization of Australian Aborigines seemed to us. Freud would have to be rewritten, and I incline to think that Adler would be found more relevant. And I would submit, as I every time I read this passage, that's where we're trending. That's what the whole transition from will to pleasure to will to power is all about. Anyway, the laboring class would have such long hours of work and so little sleep that their desires would hardly extend beyond sleep and food. The upper class, being deprived of the softer pleasures both by the abolition of the family and by the supreme duty of devotion to the state, capital S, would acquire the mentality of ascetics and kind of stoics too, the sociopathic stoic anyway, would acquire the mentality of ascetics. They would care only for power, and in pursuit of it would not shrink from cruelty. By the practice of cruelty, men would become hardened so that worse and worse tortures would be required to give the spectators a thrill. I think of Hillary Clinton. I think of Bill Gates. People like that. Such possibilities on a large scale may seem a fantastic nightmare, which is a weird turn of phrase, a fantastic nightmare. But I firmly believe that if the Nazis had won the last war, and if in the end they had acquired world supremacy, they would before long have established just such a system as I have been suggesting. Anyway, and there I say, is that not what has happened? You know, even though the New York Times didn't report it, yeah, it seems that the cultural Marxists bent to denazify the world by nazifying it effectively proves that the Nazi bent is, you know, kind of reigns supreme. Anyway, that's the gradualist thing that I think a lot of the people in the medical industry fall prey to. You know, they start out with this desire to honor the Hippocratic Oath, only to listen to these things that are probably horrific, you know, and one by one by one by one, eventually, gradually by degrees, they start to say the things like you said, you know, do you want the problem to go away? Mom's not a problem. What's wrong with you? Are you sick?
Well, you know, she was not a problem for us. He was,
right.
She was causing him angst because we don't know what to do.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, we were praying for her. They let us bring in, and I know they wouldn't let us do this now, but they're like, yeah, you know what, we don't know what to do for her. So my brother's like, well, what do you care if my little sisters bring in, you know, do a little voodoo dance around her? He was joking, of course, but,
yeah.
You know, bring in their concoctions of supplements, and they're like, fine. And then, like, within 3 days, you know, they're like, wow, was it the water? Like, pH balance, you know, alkaline water was, I mean, this doctor was scratching her head going, what happened? She was on death's door 3 days ago, and now was it the water? I'm like, really? You know, these doctors are practicing, and I'm thankful for them because they do provide a good service, but, you know, you got to get the right one, for Pete's sake. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and like Brene said, I mean, no disrespect to doctors. I know some who read voraciously, like more in a year for sure than most of us probably read in a lifetime. But I'm not confident that, you know, I mean, that doesn't mean that you know everything. And also, that doesn't mean that that describes all of them. And so, like Bernays said, you know, if doctors are in favor, the public will probably accept it because a doctor is an authority to most people, regardless of how much he knows or doesn't know, like Bernays said. And that's what ends up happening. And they don't know everything. And Dr. Brian Artis talks about that in his talk. You know, he says, I mean, he talks about his own father-in-law being murdered by this process of prescribing remdesivir, which causes renal failure and makes it, like he said, I mean, I was thinking it, I hadn't seen the video, but when he said, you know, what happens when this process happens, you know, and the body starts filling up with its own fluids, the lungs start filling, what do they call that? And I thought to myself, pneumonia. And like he said, you know, they call it, I forget exactly what the term is, but it's considered a form of pneumonia. And so the doctors are watching this saying, my goodness, you know, it's COVID is attacking the kidneys and everyone's dying of pneumonia. It's horrible. No, that's not what's happening. Like he says, they're being murdered by being given this drug.
Yeah, and I'm not, again, it's one of those things where you go, does the doctor know, or is he just, you know, does he, what does he know about that drug for real? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Probably what he's been told by the rep.
Yeah, exactly. And what are the reps saying about that drug these days? I mean, who was it? One of those prominent alternative media figures. I never followed him. Something Stone or something. Anyway, died recently, and I heard that, you know, he was given, gone, taken to the hospital and given remdesivir, and I'm like, yeah, one of those, you know, situations where they didn't want him around anymore. So, yep, and it's getting more bold in your face, kind of.
Yeah.
You know, we don't, you know, even Biden's delivery on this stuff, you're like, did he just say that like he said it? You know, just get it done. Just do it.
Yeah.
We don't care how it's done. It's time. It's time.
Right.
Clock's ticking. Hurry up and kill these people. Well, we, you know, I mean, there's all sorts of theories out there as to why they want to do this, but it's outrageous. Yeah.
Well, so again, the video, we're going to have to play it. Dr. Brian Artis, I read recently from Robin Cook's Contagion, 1995. And, you know, just again, I mean, for the 20th anniversary of September 11, James Perloff went through a number of points of how the collapsing, the destruction of the Twin Towers was foreshadowed, you know, back even in the 80s, I think 1985, Back to the Future, and different things, and all that whole myth about, you know, I don't think anyone could have foreseen, oh no, that's not true, you know, Operation Northwoods, whatever. There's a litany of foreshadowing, you know, whether you want to acknowledge it or not is a different thing. And so, speaking of that, I just read the excerpt from Robin Cook's Contagion, published back in 1995, when we come back, and you put that together with what Dr. Brian Artis said, and it's hard not to at least be extremely suspicious of what's going on. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Oh, Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back. All right, real quick. So we'll play the clip of Dr. Brian Artis talking about, well, as the video title says, hospital protocols are murdering Americans by prescribing remdesivir, which causes renal failure. He goes into great detail, even talks about how his own father-in-law was murdered by this process last year. And so, you know, through all of this, I've been thinking about books like Robin Cook's Contagion, published back in 1995. And if you read the jacket teaser, here's what you will read. You know, this follows the saga of you know, the Dr. John Stapleton character that Robin Cook wrote about. So in the series, but this little excerpt, does this not sound familiar? Especially with what Dr. Brian Artis says. We'll play that in the next segment. As a series of virulent and extremely lethal illnesses, capped by a particularly deadly outbreak of a rare strain of influenza, strikes the young, the old, and the innocent, his, Stapleton's, suspicions are aroused. When the apparent epicenters of these outbreaks are revealed to be hospitals and clinics controlled by the same for-profit giant, Stapleton fears he has stumbled upon a diabolic conspiracy of catastrophic proportions. Could the for-profit giant be engaged in the systematic elimination of its more costly subscribers? Again, if you don't understand the kind of thinking that might think this, you know, again, go back to Northwoods. The federal government would not, you know, the Cuba Project. And this idea that, I mean, there are a litany of these plans drawn up that we would engage in false flag terrorism on the American people, bombing malls, crashing airplanes, civilian airliners full of people to enrage the American people. And again, you know, this is something James Perloff has talked about and written about. We've played the clip of foreign policy expert Patrick Claussen talking about this nonsense from time to time. How the traditional way America gets to war. Oh, false flag terrorism. Okay. Or, you know, again, Quigley's the Anglo-American establishment. Amazon says, Quigley explains how these men worked in union to begin their society to control the world. He explains how all the wars from that time were deliberately created to control the economies of all the nations. Was Carroll Quigley a conspiracy theorist, or was he a macro historian extraordinaire? Our version, our Arnold J. Toynbee on this side of the pond. Was he respected? Was he a Bill Clinton mentor, et cetera, et cetera? So, you know, to understand the mind that might think like this, you know, you look at things like the Cuba Project, Operation Mongoose, Northwoods, etc. You mean people, really the highest levels of military brass are planning this stuff? Yeah, and again, I read recently from John T. Flynn's The Roosevelt Myth, where technocrats were saying the same thing, the same kind of fear-mongering 100 years ago, that we're getting now. And so, as I've mentioned recently, if you're hearing from technocrats, hey, you know, like Richard Washington says, energy returned on energy invested is, we're beyond the point of diminishing return. Now we're it takes more energy to produce energy, and so we're facing the dreaded hockey stick curve of the point of diminishing return. What should we do? Well, we probably should get rid of a bunch of people. And by the way, the actuarials think that's a great idea too, because then, you know, as Robin Cook put it in Contagion, you can systematically eliminate your more costly subscribers. And isn't that what we're hearing? We need to protect the most vulnerable, so they need to get vaxxed. But you know what? What happens when they have an ADE reaction, an antibody-dependent enhanced reaction, where it looks like the thing got them, but it was actually a reaction to the vaccine that caused their body to turn on itself? So, could the for-profit giants be engaged in the systematic elimination of the more costly subscribers? And, you know, the weak, unfit, stupid that guys like George Bernard Shaw talk about, and Bertrand Russell, and all of the, you know, those on the Malthusian eugenic bent. Just a thought. We'll play the clip in the next segment. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Go back in the historical archives, you find lots of evidence of this. This ties back to things like Kissinger's infamous NSSM 200 and other memos like it. March 17, 1973, Kissinger, Scowcroft, Annenberg, and other such kinds of things, which are the subject of another broadcast. But, you know, the National Security Council, the Global Trends reports and things like that, you'll find this woven into those, not obviously or directly spoken to, but indirectly, certainly. And so, enough on that for right now. Rhonda, do you have any more to say about this before we play the clip?
Yeah, I just wanted to, I heard before that, weren't they saying that remdesivir was the answer? So people probably heard that, like, early on. It was The Cure.
Mm-hmm.
And not sure. I mean, that's the problem with the media. Oh, even if they wanted to retract that statement, the people that heard it, they might not hear the retraction. So
absolutely not. Yeah.
Right.
Definitely.
So there you go. They've done what they were designed to do, and that's misinformation, and it's just unfortunate because, you know, a lot of people are busy working and trying to make ends meet and stuff. So that's all I wanted to say about that. So,
well, thank you for the video. I hadn't seen this.
Oh, you're welcome.
And yeah, I'll play that.
I'll listen to it offline or off the phone there.
Okay.
All right, well, have a good weekend, okay?
Thanks, Rhonda. You too.
All right. Okay, bye.
All right, without further ado, Dr. Brian Artis, and again, the title of the video on Rumble says that all hospital protocols are murdering Americans by prescribing remdesivir, which causes renal failure, and it's the only thing, you know, it's basically the law. Anyway, here is that without further ado. Sorry for the introduction,
by the way.
Please
stand to your feet angry. Dr. Brian Artis!
Okay, now listen carefully.
Good morning. How is everybody? I love the energy here this morning. I'm here to give you some facts to help, you know, unmask the fear. So I'm going to go through a lot of information. How many of you know who I am or have seen me in the media? Anybody? I have to give a great big thank you to Dr. Rainer Fulmich out of Germany. Did y'all see that interview? The German Corona Committee Foundation reached out to me and asked me to provide all of the documentation to them who are suing the World Health Organization with 1,000 doctors. MDs, and they reached out to me privately to give them a 1.5 hour documentation of Anthony Fauci's knowledge of how he was going to kill people before the pandemic started, how he's still doing it right now while you're seated here, and I'm going to give you some of that information here, and I want to put up a slide. I just have to thank Dr. Rainer Fulmich. Also, just real quickly, I got to get this out of the way. If any of you have loved ones who are being treated in ICUs for any of the variants of COVID-19 or SARS-CoV-2, you have to write this down, convey it to your loved ones, myfreedoctor.com. It is proven these doctors will help you get early treatment for COVID-19, get you the prescriptions that you need for free. Go there. Early treatment is the proven option, and these doctors are there standing for you. They will write you free prescriptions, telemedicine, offer them donations, do it. They will save your life. This, if you can see the screen, there's a QR code there. This has all, if you scan this QR code, put in your email, the documents I provided to Dr. Rainer Fulmich, my disease prevention cocktail to protect all of your loved ones from those who are jabbed and those who are not jabbed, but exposed to those who have the shots. Those documents will be sent to you automatically through that code. I've got 10 minutes. You guys want some information? All right, so what did Anthony Fauci know? All right, let's throw up the first slide. Next slide, please. It was up there. February 2020, China was seeking a patent on remdesivir from Gilead Sciences, who manufactures remdesivir, the drug. This is in February 2020. I want you to go to the next slide. This is just the article. Look here. A study published in the New England Journal of Medicine last week reported a coronavirus patient in the United States. How many? A coronavirus patient in the United States was found to show an improvement after taking remdesivir, which is also used to treat infectious diseases such as Ebola. This is February 2020. This is the lie. All right, next one. Let's look at the Ebola study. This is what I did in May 2020. I've been in the media ever since to educate you guys the current genocidal attempt and murderous attempts of Anthony Fauci, the NIH, the FDA, the CDC, are all using remdesivir the same way that they used gas chambers to destroy people in Germany. This is how they're doing it and perpetuating those deaths, using a drug in hospitals. This is the actual Ebola study that Anthony Fauci quoted in May 2020, proved, he said, we're going to use this non-FDA-approved drug. It's been approved since, but it wasn't before the pandemic. We're going to use this non-FDA-approved drug called Remdesivir because it was shown to be safe and efficacious against the Ebola virus in 2018 and 2019. Has anybody actually looked at this study? Because I clicked the link on NIH.gov's website. All of you should do it. This is the study. Ebola virus inside of Africa. They took four regions, gave them all Remdesivir and three other experimental drugs. Anthony Fauci said it was proven to be safe and effective against the Ebola virus. So now in this novel virus of the coronavirus, we're going to use it there also. We're going to mandate this one drug. You can't use any other ones, like hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine, back in May 2020. Go to the next slide, please. So what did the actual study find? They actually found, you can see here, you see mortality up there? Definition inside the study. They found that Remdesivir, in 6 months, the safety board pulled Remdesivir from the study, a one-year study, because it killed more people than any of the other three drugs, including ZMapp, which was put in by the FDA and the NIH. So 6 months into the study, they pulled Remdesivir, they pulled ZMapp, which was supplied by our government to Africa because it killed more people. How many people did it kill? Remdesivir killed 54% of all people in the study that got the drug. Do you know what they're treating all of your loved ones with and those you care about in this country now? Next slide, please. Look up here. I'm not lying. This is from the study. Look at the second column from the right, Remdesivir. Look below there. 54%. You see that? Mortality rate. All right, next slide, please. He then quoted a second study in May 2020, Anthony Fauci did, that supported the use of Remdesivir in the treatment of coronavirus. The Ebola study, by the way, was a lie. No one clicked the link to look at it. I did. This is the other study he mentioned. This was actually done by Gilead Sciences, who makes Remdesivir. In early March 2020, they took 53 patients from Japan, Canada, and America who had COVID-19. And they put them on the drug for 10 days. What's the drug? Remdesivir. This is the maker of Remdesivir's own trial study. Next slide, please. What did they find? Check this out. 23% in 10 days had serious adverse events. The most common serious adverse events were multiple organ dysfunction syndrome, which is defined as the number one cause of death in all ICUs, by the way. Second, septic shock, acute kidney failure, and hypotension. Look at the next part. 8% had to be discontinued because Remdesivir treatment, it worsened or prevented pre-existing kidney failure and multiple organ failure. 8% had to be taken off by days 5 because they were dying as a result of the poison of Remdesivir. That's what they found from this study. As a result of these studies, they decided to actually push this on the masses. All of you, this was going to be the drug choice. Why? Because it would actually make COVID-19 look more deadly than it really was. One other disgusting thing, Anthony Fauci and our federal health agencies bought up all of the reserves and stock of this experimental drug in 2020. We didn't even let another country have it till the end of October 2020. Do you want to know why America had the most deaths during 2020 in this pandemic than any other country? We were the only country treating people with Remdesivir proven to cause acute kidney failure, multiple organ failure, septic shock, and hypotension, all of which are lethal. This was the great setup. So they set this up so that they could murder people, then convince you people were dying of COVID-19. They didn't die of COVID-19. They actually died from Remdesivir poisoning causing acute kidney failure. If you just listen to the media, the New York press conferences of all the doctors when Corona was going throughout New York early on, they were reporting, we've never seen a virus ever attack the kidneys like this one is. You start treating this virus and it attacks the kidneys and shut it down. Not only are we finding that we have limited supply of ventilators, we don't have enough dialysis machines for their kidneys. These doctors had no idea it was never the virus to begin with. Remdesivir was proven in 30% of all people to cause acute kidney failure. Do you know what happens when you shut down the kidneys in somebody? Your kidneys release water from the body. Guess what happens when you shut them down? Your body retains water. Your abdomen fills with water. Your heart fills with water. Your lungs fill with water. Do you know what they call that? Pulmonary edema. You are drowning these people to death with their own fluids, and they can't breathe. They were calling it secondary pneumonia. You have to listen to me. Still today, they are calling it pneumonia from corona. No, it isn't. They are shutting down everybody's kidneys with remdesivir, causing their lungs to fill with fluid, and they are drowning them to death. Do you want to know why this made me so angry? In May 2020, February 2020, I watched a hospital in Dallas, Texas, kill my father-in-law with the same protocols. They are still doing it today, and they are. I'm telling you right now, anybody who's got a loved one in ICUs, please listen to me. Anybody who's got COVID-19, you're going to be threatened with death if you go into a hospital. They have set this up where they're going to use remdesivir. 31% of people treated for COVID-19 will have acute kidney failure. Their lungs will fill with fluid. Right now, they're adding dexamethasone, which has 4% reported kidney failure for all those who get it. So now you're up to 35%. If anyone listening to this has a loved one in a hospital and they have added to that protocol a drug called vancomycin, which is an antibiotic — antibiotics don't treat viruses, by the way — if they put them on there, upwards of 10% of all of those individuals will experience even worsened acute kidney failure. It will stop their heart, pressure on their heart, make them go into a coma, make them unconscious, and they will die. And they will say it was because of COVID-19. This is not true. Yeah, they're doing it to all of them. All right, so this is the mass genocide that they're using, remdesivir. There's a reason why more people died in America than any other country in 2020. We were the only country using remdesivir, and Anthony Fauci was the one that mandated it. Okay, now what else was disgusting? Let's go to the next one. This was the next thing that made me super angry. In October 2020. All right, so now I have a problem with the NIH, with Anthony Fauci, from May 2020, saying we're going to use a drug proven to be effective against Ebola. Was it proven to be effective against Ebola? No, it didn't even make it to the end of the trial. Why is this guy still alive? Number two. Number two is the FDA. Ready? This report, go back. Yeah, look at the date. CBR Plans, a division inside of the FDA. You'll see the FDA logo at the top. This is dated October 22nd, 2020. They were setting up how they were going to evaluate for injuries from vaccines being reported to the government once they started going out in December. This is in October. 25-slide presentation. Good luck finding this link now. I have it downloadable. I hope you got the QR code because I'll send you the whole document. Next one. This was slide 16. If you haven't seen any of my presentations, FDA safety surveillance of COVID-19 vaccines. Look at the list of what they knew was going to start being reported to the government as a result of injuries from the coming vaccines. Disgustingly enough, this list, when the same organization, the FDA, 2 months later in December, created the fact sheets to go out with the vaccines to the entire American public. For each vaccine, they're supposed to list the health benefits and the risks associated with those vaccines. The FDA created these fact sheets. Do you know not one of these showed up on that list or on that fact sheet? I call this criminal. They knew it, but they didn't tell you. Just so you know, on this list, three on the side, on the right, two on the left, are all related to blood clot disorders. They knew that 2 months before the shots came out. Look at the bottom right. I know I'm almost out of time. Bottom right, you have to be aware of this. This is what we know is coming from the shots. Don't even ignore on the right top. Isn't it odd that death isn't listed first? Pregnancy and birth outcomes, like miscarriages aren't a big deal, or birth defects aren't a big deal. We'll list those on the second column. Bottom right, multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children. Does it say adults? Does it say teenagers? No, it says in children. The Mayo Clinic defines this condition or disease is a serious condition where multiple organs in a child will become severely inflamed and they can die from it, which includes inflammation of the brain, kidneys, spleen, gut, heart, eyes, all at once. Go to cdc.gov, type in MIS-C, which is that abbreviation. It's already been reported over 4,400 children have been reported with this, and over 40 children in America have died already. And they want to start pushing that on your children come September. I have a huge problem with these health agencies lying to you. Throw up the last slide and I'm done. If you didn't get it, go get it. Go to, if you want to, if you can't, QR code it, write it down. If you're listening at home, thedradisshow.com. My job is to prevent them from being able to kill your loved ones. If you have a loved one in ICU, myfreedoctor.com has lawyers ready to actually contact the hospital and threaten them to put them on other treatments. Do not forget it. You do not have to do what they say. I'm Dr. Artis. Thank you.
There you go. We'll be right back.
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
segment of today's broadcast. Let's go back to the phones in the remaining moments here. And that was some shocking stuff. Brian in Washington, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, I'm here.
Hey, Brian.
Let's see. We have a guy who's got a podcast or something, InfoWind, News, News, and Information. He's in the Midwest. He just interviewed a Cindy Niles, and it's 2 hours and 24 minutes. And this woman has interacted with Nikki Rapana, and she is informing the podcaster, who is not familiar with communitarianism. And if you wouldn't mind, I play 3 minutes of it. Are you up for it, Chris?
I don't think we have time for all of it.
Can you play as much as you can and then cut me off and I'll talk to you later?
Sure.
Thanks, Chris.
Go ahead.
I mean, I'm going to sort of introduce another very unsexy topic if you're interested.
Of course I am.
Called communitarianism. So we all struggle with, and rightly so do we struggle, because it is meant to be confusing and befuddling. Are we living under is it a communist regime? Is it a fascist regime? Is it statism? Is it authoritarianism? Is it this? Is it that? Like, you can apply so many terms, you know, from university 101 courses of, you know, political philosophy or religion even. And it's, depending on which term you like best or which one you understand best, you can actually use all of them to talk about the state of the world and the different countries. What's very, very interesting is this very innocuous-sounding, benign-sounding communitarianism, and I want people to start taking note of how often they see the word community. They'll never see the word communitarianism. It is a philosophy, it is a system of law, and a religion, all rolled into one. Obama is a major communitarian. This is the school he went to. This is his driving philosophy. And this is what the UN and the Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum are using to usurp our laws and the Constitution. Yeah. So what they're doing is they're balancing the benefit of the community, and community is this vague term which doesn't apply to anyone.
Right, and this gets back specifically to what I was talking about with G. Edward Griffin's The Fearful Master, and also what Hayek wrote about how this so-called community interest serves and works for and at the behest of just a very small clique. Anyway, that'll do it for today's broadcast. I hope you have a great weekend. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.